Schaeferman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That's the Yost Law Firm at 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
Can you be held guilty for stealing something from yourself? The court pondered that odd question in the case of the irresponsible redhead. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
When you need qualified representation in the court of law, Yost Law Firm should be your first call. Since 1947, Yost, Schaeferman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman have provided the highest level of legal counsel for individuals and businesses in the Fremont area. All members of the firm have been leaders in the community, serving on boards, as officers with the Fremont Area Chamber, area foundations, and many nonprofits, as well as religious and civic groups. Call Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, or Spencer Wilson at 402-721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com.
Lee Carroll wasn't exactly a bad kid, but no one was surprised when he ran away from home at the age of 15. The freckled, red-headed youngster looked mature and knew his way around an automotive fairly well. So he was able to get jobs in repair shops. He would work a few weeks and then get restless and move on. On one of his jobs, he became acquainted with a fellow worker, Billy Hoffman. Billy told Lee he was going to drive cross-country, and if Lee wanted, he could come along and share expenses. Lee agreed. When they got to Las Vegas, Billy said, "I'm going to stay here and get a job. I'm about broke and can't afford to make my payments on the car to the finance company anymore. If you want, you can drive it back to Three Oaks and turn it over to them. Or you could keep it and make the payments yourself." Lee agreed and drove off, but he figured he might as well see some more of the West Coast and kept traveling. He did not contact the finance company or make any payments. Several months later, two officers found him working at a repair shop. They sent him back to Three Oaks, charged with transporting a vehicle in interstate commerce. The U.S. attorney told the court, "It is a federal offense to transport a car from one state to another, knowing it is stolen. Lee did just that. The finance company was the rightful owner, and he willfully and wrongfully deprived them of their property. He broke the law and must be found guilty." Lee's attorney said, "The fact is, this car was not stolen, and at the time he took it over, it wasn't even in default. So Lee had lawful possession of it by his friend's proper act. Lee may have acted irresponsibly, but he did not act criminally. You cannot be guilty of stealing something of which you have legal possession. Therefore, this case must be dismissed." What did the court decide about the irresponsible redhead? We'll return with the answer after this.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaeferman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit yostlawfirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Can you be held guilty for stealing something from yourself? You can in a case like this, a federal court said. Technically, Lee didn't steal the car, but he did embezzle it. The law must be interpreted in its wide, common sense meaning. Embezzling a car is the same as stealing it, and Lee must be found guilty and sentenced accordingly. It's a Point of Law.
The Point of Law brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaeferman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm at 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
Hi, this is Senator Lynn Walz. Good leadership is more important.